WGXC is a listener-supported community radio station, and it is also a new platform for presenting innovative experimental works on the air. Tune in, WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, Catskill, and points beyond. Listen to special programs of performance, words, sounds, and other rare and delicious items. Transmitting the arts all day every Saturday and weekdays after midnight. Here is there. Radio lives on in our minds.
You're listening to Cinema Terrorism. This program will broadcast on alternating Saturdays for the winter schedule on WGXC 90.7 FM. Cinema Terrorism is an audio sigil using cut-up methods and collage in order to distill the horror of modern existential malaise into substantiate energy mass. There is no moral value expressed in cinema terrorism. Everything you hear has been alchemically remapped into a new order of relational aesthetics. For more information about the series, please visit cinematerrorisme.blogspot.com. That is terrorism with an E at the end. Terrorism. This installment is entitled Bleeding the Corpse of Liberal Democracy in a Positive Feedback Loop, Stagnating in a Moral Quandary of Thousand-Year Payoffs, Part 1. There is material in this program that may be considered offensive, disturbing, or objectionable. If you are sensitive to certain subject matter, or if there are children in the room, please turn off this program.
Minimize the federal government. When you have big state government, small federal government, our voices are heard at the local level. We can make differences. A whole continent wide cannot control a federal government with a banking system that prints money like it's paper. You can't even call it money anymore. Gold is money. Silver is money. Green dollars are not money. They're using inflation as a hidden tax to the people. Prices go up. Do your wages go up? No. My wages didn't go up, but prices went up. Gas goes up, milk goes up, trains go up. How am I supposed to live? And this is all because our government prints too much money, starts too much wars, so they can sell their tanks, their guns, their missiles. Because that's all America exports, is guns, missiles, and tanks. That's it. We need to bring production back to America. And the Federal Reserve. And the fractional banking system. When you invest $100 in a bank, they multiply that by 9 and they send it out 9 different ways. They don't just make money on the initial investment, they make it 9 times the initial investment. That's fake money that they printed out of thin air. Fiat money. It's a fiat currency. 1913, this country died. When we adopted the central bank and we got rid of sound money, we used to be able in 1913 to walk into a bank and redeem our dollars with gold. Can we do that anymore? No. What's the price of gold now? Almost $2,000. It's gone up $600 an ounce.
It's gonna keep rising.
And it's gonna keep rising as long as we have bailouts, as long as we have quantitative easing, as long as our government keeps spending our money. Every dollar the government takes in federal taxation is another dollar that they spend. Every time they spend money, that's your money that they send overseas. They bail out Morgan Stanley and then Goldman Sachs. When who bails me out? No one. Watch your Goldman Sachs bail out. $700 billion in LA. And they want more now? They want more. That wasn't enough? You're going to trade. There's not going to be a middle class in 10 years. And the Federal Reserve. And the fractional banking system.
And the Fed.
Elect Ron Paul. And the war.
Ron
Paul 2012.
Sound money. I don't know.
Stop with the banksters printing money. Printing it, debasing our currency. Climbing up our prices. We don't need any more money in our economy. We got plenty in debt. And the Fed. And the fractional reserve system. And the war. Get corporations out of our country. Out of our country.
And corporate
Wall Street is rigged.
That's enough. I think you should leave.
When Wall Street owns a majority of the wealth and they invest in Wall Street, they know when the market's going to go up, they know when the market's going to go down, and they all make money while we all lose money. How is that fair? And then after thousands, trillions of derivatives, they want bailouts. They have the balls to ask us for bailouts. No more bailouts. No more printing of money. No more quantitative easing. And the Federal Reserve. And the fractional banking system. Sound money. Go back to a gold standard. The Depression will be nothing compared to 1913 when it hits us. 1930 when the Depression came will be nothing like it will be in the coming years. If we lose America, we have nowhere else to run for freedom. There is no country left that promotes free markets. Corporations not in politics. There's no country that has their own sound currency. There is nowhere left to run. If we lose America, we lose the world to the elite. 1% will continue to get rich as we all live like slaves. If you think the way of life is bad now, you will all be living in projects like Uber. We cannot continue to print money. We cannot continue to debase our currency. We need to end the Federal Reserve.
Okay.
We need to get lobbyists, Goldman Sachs, George Soros, Merrill Lynch, everyone out of our politics. Why should they be allowed to pay millions of politicians so they do
never
what we want?
They're
supposed to be our voice, not their voice. States' rights. When you minimize government, it is easier to control by the people. States' rights. You need to give the rights back to the states. Minimize government agencies.
You're a dirty little girl.
Freddie Mac. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Loaned out money
for Prince?
That private bankers would not loan out.
I said,
people
do you fillet it?
The government loaned money.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
That's ridiculous. They took money out of all of your pockets instead of buying that.
Well, you know what they say about
those
you.
The shoes you wanted, they put it toward a.
How do you know my name?
Why don't we just buy.
Everybody knows your name.
And New York State.
Everybody knows all about you. But I got what you need.
That's the only thing the government, the federal government is here for. To keep our borders safe. Everything else should be on the state level. If you don't like policy in one state, you go to another state.
Calm down!
instinct. There ain't no stations. No stations.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that this whole thing happened.
What the hell is going on around here? What does it look like? I haven't the faintest idea. But the remains of toys or planes. What if it fits your kid? How long have you been here?
A long time.
Have you ever tried to escape?
There's no escape.
There must be a way.
That's what I used to think.
Nothing.
Then a surprising assessment that shows the distance between our political cultures. When I asked about Osama bin Laden's latest audio tape, one of them answered with a question of her own.
Who is Osama bin Laden?
He said it's just a character created by America.
So that there is no really, there is no reason.
A lot of them find it difficult to believe in such machines that actually exist.
We could all draw an hour from where we are right now to find many, many people who stand by what Osama bin Laden says in the spirit of Islam.
Can you go ahead and list that to me? My section about science, Islamic extremism that you find there. I did not know that did not really exist in Pakistan.
I'm not sick, doctor.
Or bring my daughter.
There's nothing wrong with me. I don't know why I'm here. I didn't want to kill myself or anyone else. I'm not one of those mad people.
Really? So that there is no really, there
I
is no
one to make love. Make love, that's all.
There's no question.
From year to year,
your ability to help look. It's just that your desire to make love is in power.
She became engaged to young Henry Button.
In an exclusive interview with Blazewood, the CIA failed to find a control general during the invasion process. He explained his intelligence operatives had tracked them up to do it.
You know what, I think something is happening to me inside. I honestly do. I'm beginning to realize what an overwhelming opportunity this whole thing really is.
At the time of this interview, he was required to speak to his
incredible idea. He cleared his book. We could be the last of our kind. And first a new species. I mean, that's fantastic.
As to his general location within Tora Bora.
Always from the vision of the central
details as to the actual sources of the intelligence and the collection.
Yes, me, the congenital iconoclast. Full of hope and optimism.
And for whatever reasons, we did not do what was necessary in order to ensure that he did not escape.
Computers
were smart. Of course we're after Saddam Hussein. I mean, Bin Laden. He's isolated.
He's just a character created by America.
According to investigative reporter
Seymour Hersh, the Bush administration in Saudi Arabia, is secretly funding radical Sunni groups, some of them ties to Al-Qaeda,
very, very
counter Shia groups backed by Iran.
Extremely big, able to cast a very long shadow, and we've got big too fast before we can figure out what the consequences of that
is. Would I be brave enough to do it? Believe me, I'm
ongoing.
I wrote the first book for a general audience about the world war in 20 years. At the time,
it was still a hypothesis. I thought it was very small. The science was very clear. The molecular structure of CO2 we know enough about to know that it traps heat. It would otherwise radiate back out to space.
If
we were burning enough coal and gas and oil to put lots of CO2 into the atmosphere, it seemed in many ways quite clear what the outcome would be, but it also seemed emotionally counterintuitive. How could we have gotten large enough to be affecting everything that happened on the surface of the Earth? Because that's what we're talking about, every process that we see. In the last couple of years, 18 months,
oh, hi. Is it possible
that
to speak to Alexander
hypothesis
Shulman?
That turned to consensus has actually turned again to a kind of panic. As
Thank
we begin
much.
To understand that these changes
Bye-bye.
Are happening
scary.
On a larger
PAs
scale
scary.
And much more
Seven
quickly
calls in and
than
still
we
no one
had
will discuss
anticipated.
Retouching.
But what's scary
you know,
really
what
about it
about
is that at
meeting?
A certain point, we're not directly
I imagine most
doing
it.
We create the conditions
bit
by burning coal and gas and oil and putting carbon in the atmosphere to set off these chain of reactions. But past a certain point, we're not in control of it anymore. So that even if we did everything right and stopped burning that coal and gas and oil very quickly, it's by now an open question as to how long that melt will continue and what the, you know, whether or not we'll be able to bring
that offers
this
ordinary women a taste of the glamorous photo shoot and
we have a number
world.
Finally to express
28-year-old teacher's assistant Nicola wants to get the perfect shot as a present for her fiancé on her wedding day.
It came from
While
our
I'm waiting
foremost
for magazines to call me back, I've come to observe
NASA
Nicola's shoot.
In,
Owner Alex charges up to £3,000 for a four-day shoot and retouched photo album. Nicola has battled with her own body image for years and hopes this session will be cash well spent.
Like all the people in water.
Was the most perfect
skin.
If we wish to retain, as they put it in the abstract,
you're at a more comfortable time than I did, Doctor.
Turbulence. Similar to the
we're heading toward the Capitol
position.
That will help your father.
Trouble is.
Right behind you in the cab, Father. Two, can you hear me? Loud and clear, Father. I'm outside the Library of Congress. All right, go inside and settle near the government officials' reference indexes. On my way.
Well, not like the guy
who goes
to the doctor
outside the Watergate complex
says,
waiting for
you know,
something to do.
Up this cheese-eating habit of yours, someday your cholesterol will be too high.
Until I know where I'm going.
It's difficult to get
the entire committee
in one
place at one time, but they're there and they're waiting.
Dennis, thank you for
taking a little trip with your sister. It can be.
She's not alone.
Where are we having this meeting?
We got your father as well.
In a safe office, it's not in a government building.
I still don't know what department I'm working under.
A specific unit responsible for you and your work is titled LBRB, Long-Term Biochemical Research Project. I cannot tell you the name of the therapy package. My position is a field director responsible for difficult assignments.
Never mind. Like finding Dr. Luther.
None of these tasks.
Yes.
I have no time to waste.
He was offered protection, just as you were, and
you
refused it, as you did.
Where was Harris?
Why bother me? I tell fortunes, I hate believing. I do not have to answer it.
Protection. It doesn't always work.
I think you're a genius, but you're just a
cop.
We women would kill you.
I will answer you tonight. You go away.
How did you know they were going to beat you?
I do not know.
You knew. You warned them. You've got to tell me how you knew.
I have to tell you now.
Tell me how you knew.
I'll call you back in 3 days. You better be ready for us. I did not know.
Who are you hiding?
I hide nobody.
Oh, you're hiding something. Otherwise, you'd tell me.
What is there to tell you?
How did you know they were going to be killed?
Look, please leave me alone and go away.
Look, I'll give you money.
I don't want your money. I want you to go away.
Now look, I can stop this. I can make sure it won't happen again. Please tell me, how can you?
Nobody.
Tell me, how can you?
It was...
It was no coincidence. You knew. You knew 3 times in a row.
Not
tell me how you knew.
Careful.
something really interesting. The face in the middle.
Why, when I was a child, did the old folks shake their heads and sigh?
Gaussian filter.
Things are different today.
Pixels.
The summers were longer once with fragrant winds in
the
evening.
And you see
there were storks and chimneys then, and crickets.
From the right side, illuminating all the right area in the face, to the middle, to the nose, to the mouth. The mouth is producing shadow, the nose is producing shadow. You can see that around the face, on the right side, is lighter than the left side, which I think proves that this creature is real. Face in the
field. Why did they tell me things
Why?
Are different now?
Because for this
Once
layer,
the smallmouth bass would leap from under the lotus, snapping at dragonflies.
As you know,
once there were green mosses on the river stones.
The so-called answer from the stars.
Why did they tell me?
And we have a lot of information there regarding the. Message we sent, 10 digits, the mathematics is the same for them.
Hello? Yes, this is Leah. I'll be there right away.
Hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, carbon are the same with these creatures. They have silicium in the body, chemicals from the DNA. The structure of the DNA, the size of the genome. We have the answers.
Hello. Yes, I have two of everything I can handle at the pond.
These are real answers.
No, of course I don't have whales. There simply isn't room. Well, I'm sorry too. Yes, the quails and pheasants. Ground squirrels and a pair of skunks.
Well, what we found is that
the soil aeration is perfect so far.
That was
plenty
exactly
of earth
the field that we saw in the year.
Oh, and I have a pair of salamanders too.
That
tortoises and tadpoles.
They said first the instrument.
I'll have to rely on the pond
and
the
nutrition
for that.
Second, they present themselves, and third, they answer.
Yes, I'll do the best
Next
I can.
Year, also, on August the 16th, I was there to investigate this.
Well, they'd map it out for me. As far, they'd say, as the eye could see, was wilderness all around. There was a lake here then where beavers toiled and deer would drink. There were lakes, they say, and bobcats too, and wild poppies blooming.
Just think about
Why did they map it out that way?
How difficult it is. Yeah, many people consider it too much. But I think the message there is very important. At least three different experts came to the same conclusion.
I'm not one for calling creatures by pet names, for sugaring the wild blood, for housebreaking the sturdy beast into a neurotic shadow of myself. I like a falcon's talons to stay sharp.
Sulfur dioxide content of the air at 3:42 p.m. today is 0.42 parts per million. The lead content of the air is 6 micrograms per cubic meter. The carbon monoxide content is 28 parts per million. In the downtown area at 3:28 and 40 seconds, the noise pollution at the corner of Main and High Street was recorded at
98.
We are of the same stuff, these creatures and I. Of the same wild elements. combined in the chemistry of spit and sperm, and the spirit to survive. And whether microbe or man, our relation to nature approximates that of a fish to water. Until I sealed it off in glass, this pond was dying like a waterhole in drought. But I nursed it back to health from my junkyard of pumps and paraphernalia, revived it in an iron lung of filtered air, trussed and braced it in the coils of a water distillery. Each earthworm nurtured, each life cell suckled. Yet it is more, much more than a puddle within a ramshackle whitewashed glass. In this one shallow pond, I know the depth of all the salty seas. In my small pond vibrates a billion years of the birth of our vast planet. When our Earth was merely a molten lump, cooling after too much light.
We'll get back today, Barack. Crystal has been extolled. The planet Earth has emitted an overabundance of diseases. They are contaminating the universe. All the planets light years away from the Earth and suffer. Unless it is destroyed.
Destroyed?
We have received our orders. Earthquake to a remote part of China. The eruption of a long dead volcano. We stopped when we discovered that the restructuring of the Earth would prevent us from returning to our home planet. That problem is now getting rectified.
Until the water
your worlds will end. This conduit will be the last to go. I have set the emergency speed at 200 million kilometers per hour. Three times the speed we have.
You would make an excellent citizen of our world, sir. I wish that you and your wife would come with us. On Earth, your talents are used for destruction.
From our ecosystems and processes,
we use them to build.
We see an accelerated pressure from humanity, all the way from deforestation, loss of biodiversity, overfishing, etc. We're into hardwired processes. Now the question then is, what does this mean for development, and what does it mean for the way we address sustainability? This question has a very strong relevance to resilience as well, because we are therefore fiddling with the capacity of the system to regulate itself, to take disturbances and stay in the desired domain. We have defined the Holocene, the last 10,000 years of human history, the stable, desired state within which humanity wants to stay, has stayed, to incorporate that question, support the civilizations as we know today. It's remarkable to see, in just the past 100,000 years, how parameters which are fundamental for development have been swaying up and down in a tremendous way until a point just at the start of the Holocene when these parameters have stayed very stable. So we take the Holocene as the desired state and with a resilience perspective then analyzing the risk that we come over thresholds and the risk that we fall into undesired states outside of this Holocene stable. To explore the risks of pushing ourselves out of the Holocene, we invited 25 or so leading international revolutionary scientists to explore which are the Earth system processes that we have to be stewards of to stay within this desired Holocene state, to avoid that we tip over
unacceptable, tell me it's not happening, Andrew.
Disastrous thresholds for humanity. These scientists came from all strata.
It is happening.
Oceanographers, climatologists, ecologists, land use.
God knows what's on the other side of that wall.
And they went in a quest for these processes. And these processes summarize planetary boundaries. Theoretically, it is a very simple concept. It basically originates from the realization from science that in fact our pressures on ecosystems and the response of ecosystems is often not linear. That if you, for example, have a variable here on carbon dioxide, with increasing concentration of carbon dioxide, how does a glacier react? Well, it may react on a very little break for a long time until it reaches the threshold. That is the threshold point, which we don't want.
And then a few more little drinks, and a few more little drinks. And then a lot of really big ones. You were so funny. Really funny. Talking in that stupid Irish brogue you can't do. Till they were sick of it. Spilling things. God. Really funny. Gave them a great time, a wonderful day. They just couldn't wait to get out of here. And they're never, ever going to come back in this house because no one ever does. No! No! Oh, you're...
Professor,
your technology is highly advanced, so I don't understand what you expect from me. Come, Professor, underestimate my information. I know that with chlorine and liquid hydrogen, you have managed to produce the most powerful fuel in the world, and that with this combination, increase the power of the laser to the point where it becomes a veritable death ray. I don't really know where you get your information. But you can be sure of one.
The lesson for today is
you
in
will
chapter
never
18
get the thorn.
Of the gospel according
never.
To
what an unfortunate
Luke,
word.
Which begins
very unpleasant.
And when Jesus went
you know
forth
I
to
could
land,
force you to help
he
me.
Met a man there who was of the city, which the devil
or make
had possessed
a rich man.
In ages long ago.
I could
he
make
wore clothes
you richest man in the world.
And had no home.
Or the most miserable, your own options.
I
have no fear of death.
When he saw
death?
Jesus, he cried out,
well,
fell down before him
you
said,
know,
what have
I
do
not
do
philosophize.
Thee, Jesus?
I detest philosophy.
God, on the highest,
I prefer truth.
Thee.
As
torment
Shakespeare
me not.
Death
is. Torment me not! Torment
you.
Me not!
Tranquility.
For he had commanded the unclean spirit.
Life.
I had to start as a kid selling ribs to darkies. Your entire race has held it against
times
me.
It had seized and snared
white hatred taken out of me.
And in fetters, and he
but I just had a smile and collecting the money.
But was driven
but
by the
world is about
barren
to
desert
turn.
Land, and there bound. And Jesus asked him, saying,
regular Disneyland.
Oh, perhaps you recognize
these men. Some of the finest examples
because
of the black community. Everybody happy?
Yeah. But who cooked that rib?
Oh, Sarina.
See, they got me. See, they really wanted me.
Get a bad lawyer.
Sarina.
I'd like to show you something. With the biological process called clonin is the first totally asexual reproductive process.
And of course,
the scientists at the Salk Foundation
were very interested in how that
matters. You mean you can have babies without getting it all?
Really, it's merely been eliminated from the reproductive process.
We can use the rest.
You see, certain cells are removed from the body of a donor, such as those of the black mold, fertilized in the womb of one of our mothers. The cells become a fetus and are then transplanted to our miracle machine. The baby is programmed an exact duplicate genetically of his father, and if allowed to mature, grow up at the normal rate, he will be an exact physical duplicate of his father.
But his father would always be years older.
Oh, but this here contrivance, I call it growing up, accelerates the process. Total physical and intellectual maturation can be controlled and assimilated as the clone grows in a matter of hours to the exact age of the donor.
And you have an exact duplicate of, say, a prominent black figure?
Exactly. These highly respected black puppets will then endorse my political aspirations, and I will effectively control the black vote. All my work will be rewarded.
And that's it?
That's right. I think it's pretty damn clever.
Why don't you grab white celebrities, white folks vote too?
My own people?
Grab my mama for a few lousy votes.
The votes of power.
Oysters, crabs,
why
shrimp,
me?
Like you're a fanatic. Fanatics don't learn. Your mother was a fanatic.
She found out you were behind
if on the other hand, it stays
worse.
Offshore,
she spied on the Cross Foundation.
Fish,
she found
like
out we were kidnapping blacks.
Sailfish,
she wouldn't cooperate.
Kingfish.
The labor pains are starting right on time. Sometime, our first full-grown clone is going to emerge from that. No, that end of this here machine. And if the process is deemed a success, we can begin eliminating our donors.
Painlessly.
I've really made a decision on that.
We're already growing corals. The reason we're growing corals is that corals are already stressed ecosystems. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a reason to do this. So, having an oil impact would just sort of exacerbate the problem. Corals aren't—they're not like a sea otter or something. You can't pull them out and wash them off and put them back in the ocean. They're very sensitive and they're attached to the bottom.
How are you going
to
stop the oil from getting at the coral reef? There's not many ways other than booms, and booms are probably impractical in a coral reef situation. And we found that dispersal oil was very detrimental to coral reefs.
Pay for
very
my
positive
surgery.
Effects. To
what are we going to do?
It's
honey,
a trade-off.
You can't live.
If you have an open
way.
Area where
and
there's no reef, but mangrove forests.
Planned Parenthood is included in the government-run health care plan, and spending
but if
tax dollars on abortions. They won't pay
you have
for
to
my
value,
surgery,
decide
but
what,
we're forced to
what
pay for
ecosystem you're going to protect.
Our greatest generation of
endangered species
here.
That live both in the Gulf of Mexico and here,
lying.
Including all squirrel whales. This
stop
is the beginning
the
of the nesting season for sea turtles. It starts in April and goes into October, and during that time they come to the beach and lay nests, lay their eggs in nests, and hatch throughout that time. With mammals and turtles as well, they have to surface to breathe.
Hey, baby, come on down.
If there's oil in the way, this is
oh,
one of
Christ,
the
Isabel, come on. At this rate, I'll never get it up
to
again.
To surface to breathe.
The economic effects to fisheries are already
off.
Being felt.
I mean,
the worst case scenario is that it gets into both the pelagic and coastal ecosystems where you've got
you're no good to me anyway with that wet noodle.
Sides. Best case scenario
okay.
is that
I've got some relatives I've been avoiding.
Quickly
I guess I'll put in an appearance there.
Mitigated that way.
It's already
here, Buster.
In a
you better
worse
be back
case.
On Friday.
Not worst case, but
you better be
way
rest.
Worse case.
That thing of yours had better have some stuff.
Somebody must tell me what's going on. They better tell me right now.
I'll tell you what I know.
Over my grave. Disturbing my sleep.
I picked it up in house. Oh, I thought it was a life card.
A sleep that I thought would last.
Exactly how the TV set kills somebody.
Who eternity?
TV don't kill nobody. It's what comes out of the TV does a killer.
Well, then why didn't you just destroy it?
Someone.
Oh, sister, don't you think
over
I
my brain.
But you can't.
Awakening me.
Sneaks into your brain and plays tricks.
Awakening me and
most
bring
I could
me
do
back.
Is package it up and send it on.
To reality.
That has got to be the most far-fetched story I've heard in my
life. I walk now in a place,
Jeff,
that is filled with
you're not buying
misery.
Listen, sister, the slaughter's begun already.
Caused by
you
men
the way you
in search of their sinful destiny.
Mister, you just watch your mouth. You can't come into
rest
my house.
Stop it! No.
Stop at the bowl.
And the family I love
can't take it anymore.
Will have to answer to me.
Let's go upstairs and get you moved in.
For me.
Guys,
let
guys,
someone
obviously, Jason,
walk over my grave.
Liberate the city.
Awake me.
Men are stupid.
Civilization.
But the rats remain. The future belongs.
Don't inconvenience me, because it's my public service. I'm glad that I got that out. Senator Palpatine. Sorry. I mean, Senator Lieberman. Some comic throat. Has decided that. Man, these take hours to get back on.
Hey, Marty, you just lock her up for a thousand.
I'm
hitting
the papers.
Give me my mallet. I want my
someone who is.
I know exactly what happened when you found out calmly, all right? Just now let go of the mallet.
My
mallet, I want it back. No! Give me the mallet. I want to hire some assistance here, please. Give me my mallet. No!
We need the police here. Code 3. Where's the police here? Code 3. I know what's going on here. I know we need help. Where's the
police?
Come on, there's death in here. I can smell it. There's death in here. I can smell it. And it stinks. Come on. So, to strip someone of their citizenship before you had that little trial thing, that kind of means that you're saying that someone is guilty until proven innocent, which is sort of a reversal.
What am I here for?
Of what we're supposed to have, I think.
You killed a woman
so
today.
So maybe someone should.
I need a doctor right
Joseph
away. Mr. Reese, did you kill Eileen Tippett's today?
I don't know. Not saying to kill him.
Please.
Just wounded.
Where's the little boy, Mr. Reese?
You can't really hurt him. There's
you'll
obviously
never understand me.
No brains in that hollow head of his.
Because
so
you're not chosen.
You probably get in.
I'll ask you another question.
Have
you ever seen a psychiatrist?
Yo,
lots of them.
You'll probably vent that.
Like, see one now? Sure,
so, you know, obviously,
you'll find out. You're gonna get a big surprise.
It's a joke.
Let's cover a couple other areas. How long did you work Lieberman at that gas station?
Please, do not hurt Joseph Lieberman. That would be a tragedy of epic and magical proportions. I do not condone violence of any kind against any individual.
We better use more power from the Xylem diode to keep our cards.
Okay, you're not a citizen anymore, and we don't have to redo your Miranda rights or any of that. If we're going to do that, then I want to know clearly what a terrorist is. I don't want it to turn out like you pass this law that says, oh, we don't have to fucking do shit if you're a cute gentleman. You have no legal rights.
Room 222, Mr. Smith.
I steal a Snickers bar, which I do. And then I'll
retail
to get terrorists.
You going?
I have no rights.
He's going.
Somebody to Guantanamo Bay to get, you know, river trout shoved in my ass by a sadistic lesbian.
Take a look.
I don't like that. I'm not into that. I am, okay, but not all the time. Sometimes I like to just sit on the couch and smoke a cigar and watch House 17.
Look at them big.
And then Senator John McCain was saying that we should sentence He said we should sentence him to death. How do you kill someone for failing to kill others? I mean, we don't sentence people to death for attempted murder because they didn't murder anybody. We stopped them before they did. This guy's a failed terrorist. He didn't actually kill anyone, so how can we put him to death for that? That doesn't make any sense. That's like not even an eye for an eye. That's like an eye for an eye. That's no good. I think we all need to ask ourselves this question. Why do John McCain and Joseph Lieberman hate America? They obviously do. They despise and revile America because they hate everything America's about, which is, freedom, justice, rule of law, and those things, I don't know. So people like Joseph Lieberman and John McCain give you the rule of law as something that is meant to punish and govern people. What the rule of law is supposed to do is it's supposed to ensure that we're all treated equally, regardless of the prejudices of human beings, because human beings are fallible. That's why in the Supreme Court it says that we are under laws, not of men, because we're supposed to leave our biases aside. That's kind of why justice is blind. You're not supposed to see your race or what your mother was. You're supposed to look at the objective artifacts and render a decision based on that.
We got the cops harassing us. You see this line right here? You see this line? They say we can't cross that line. My taxes pay for this sidewalk. Who are they to tell me I can't cross this line? When I needed help from the cops, they wasn't there. And now they want to tell me what to do. It's crazy.
I can't go to the government, they don't seem to listen. I can't go to corporations, they don't seem to listen. But if we can get all come together and come to some sort of agreement of hoping to help people forward, then maybe we can actually change something. That's why I'm here.
Make it happen, people. If y'all want to see a change, get down here now. We need you.
I hope that only gets bigger.
Normally, Jehovah's Witnesses are taught that when they leave the organization, there's nowhere to go. And my wife and I, through Bible reading, found out that we could go to Christ. And that's what we have done.
After I planted people out here, literature, there's so many false prophecies. I then was able to realize that they weren't God's elect, that they were just sons of God. And I found Jesus Christ as the result of his grace, and he's changed my life just 100%. We gave our heart to Jesus, and it seemed like such a simple answer.
Can I ask you a little bit of thoughts about what's going on down here? Anyone that works for NYPD, are you going to tell them?
No, sir.
Is that orders from above?
No, sir.
Just everyone's personal choice?
I personally choose.
Okay. All right. Any thoughts about what's going on down here, sir? Howdy. can I get a comment on what your thoughts are down here?
Oh,
do you have any comments, sir?
Inside!
The people have the right to be down here.
Car inside!
I'm a person, man. You can talk to me if you want.
I guess no one wearing a badge is able to think for themselves. Decided to go down to Wall Street and see what the situation was like.
Get me the mallet. Now, not that one, the big one.
Has this been this accessible over the past week, or is it kind of opened up more recently?
Shut me up, fuck my friends, would ya?
I wasn't down here the other day, so
I think it's kind of been a work in progress. Okay. But I don't know what the hats are.
Okay.
Is there a $10,000 reward for someone who shoots and kills someone who's not a cop?
On a satellite probe, such as the Mariner spacecraft, which photographed Venus, Mercury, and Mars, send back to Earth important information about the planets and the sun. Satellites called him told us about violent eruptions of hot gases in the sun's lower atmosphere.
Mark?
We learn about the planets, the sun, and other stars by studying their light and other energy. But light is only one small segment of the radiation stretched out along that wide energy band called the electromagnetic spectrum. We can think of this energy as waves.
Yes.
Like electrical ripples.
Oh, groovy. Real groovy. Or any other star. You've seen this girl, these creatures, God-sent creatures you've seen.
At the upper end of the electromagnetic spectrum,
I feel something extraordinary.
Short wavelength and very high
the fortuitous
gamma rays, X-rays,
and ultraviolet.
Next comes the band of energy we can see.
Beauty.
With violet light at the high end.
Terrible danger.
Then down through blue, green, yellow, orange.
I feel Providence has finally singled us out.
Below the
ultimate
can again no longer see the energy.
We shall kill them, of course.
But we feel the energy as heat.
Brutally.
When we move into the
brutally. But later, you understand?
And at still lower frequencies and longer wavelengths is the energy of radio waves.
The lockdown prophesied that after his own people were
energy
destroyed,
of the electromagnetic spectrum
eventually affect
and so
the entire
space.
World.
Unless we translate that energy
all
into
over
sound.
The universe, I could hear the winds.
Imagine that we could
like
hear the energy all along the spectrum.
It was dark
and
terrible
high energy gamma rays,
like rapid
low energy radio
and
waves,
smoke,
and
like women and children wailing and screaming. All over the world. From the authors of the Bible to Native Americans, oracles predict a looming doomsday in our own time, centered on the year 2012.
Something interesting happens to a packet of energy at a certain frequency, and the source of that energy packet speeds away from us or toward us. This is true of X-rays, light, radio waves, and sound waves. When the source speeds toward us, its waves get bunched up. We then hear it at a higher frequency than it actually has. When the energy source passes and speeds away, its waves get stretched out. At such times, we hear the energy a bit lower than it actually has.
Tribe that is here in the United States. The Hopi since the late 1940s started preparing and teaching this prophecy. It's a community prophecy, but yet it coincides with other prophecies at this time.
The Hopi believe that the world has been created and
You have been listening to Cinema Terrorism on WGXC 90.7 FM. This installment is entitled Bleeding the Corpse of Liberal Democracy in a Positive Feedback Loop, Stagnating in a Moral Quandary of Thousand-Year Payoffs Part 1. This program will broadcast on alternating Saturdays for the winter schedule on WGXC 90.7 FM. For more information about the series, please visit cinematerrorisme.blogspot.com. That is terrorism with an E at the end. Terrorism.